Hello again. This is Peedley.
And this is Fu Manchu.
And this is inane discussion number 18. The last one was 17, not 16. Fu Manchu had it all wrong.
Let's start this one over, please.
No.
We have to say Nearmint Minus.
Oh, this is Nearmint Minus. We're going on.
Obviously, well organized and
today's,
ever clever Near Mint Minus crew.
Today's name discussion is on Villains United number 2
and Metal Gear Solid number 9,
which has sweet art by Ashley Wood.
Yeah, let's talk about Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
This whole series has followed the game story pretty much.
But I think it's justified, the game story.
Point for point, but then it filled in all the questions and plot holes and suppositions that were left to the imagination.
I think it made it less cheesy. I mean, because I remember when I first started playing Metal Gear Solid was at... What's Adam's name?
Shoot, I don't know.
Anyway.
At that one guy, though.
Arianel. At Arianel's house. And everyone was like, Snake, you gotta get out of there. Bonsai Pipe Tree is gonna get you. I was like, this is the most corny stuff that I've ever seen. But it was actually a fun game. But this comic makes it awesome. And Ashley Wood is probably the best, or at least, maybe not the best, but my favorite artist in the biz. You?
Probably, definitely, and also possibly. One of my favorite artists ever. I have to say that I love her mixture of swirling charcoal and with some rigid lines thrown in just for fun.
I love any swirling charcoal. I like it whenever it's burning ribs on a grill.
Yeah.
But speaking of ribs, did you ever see the back of that one book, Lore, that she did? On the back of, like, number 4 or 5, it's just got that full-on naked chick. It's a pretty sweet drawing.
I thought you were going to talk about the back of her other one, which was a sweet rack of ribs.
We call it baby back. Yeah. Can we just segue for a second into Villains United? And I gotta say one thing. Simone, who we met her at WonderCon, is a real nice lady. She did Birds of Prey for a long time. And even though this comic, Villains United, isn't my sort of thing, it's still... You have to give her props because she still has done a good job with taking these characters who are basically dumb, unimportant to me, and everything else. And even if she didn't make them cooler, she still made them matter, I guess. But not really.
So basically she did absolutely nothing.
I mean, who are these? Catman? Ragdoll? I mean, no one cares about
them.
They're
all a bunch of nobodies.
Deadshot is just a Deathstroke wannabe.
I don't know, it's like...
And he has a gun arm. I hate gun arms.
It's like Grant Morrison has awoken some sort of feverish lust for losery, nobody characters.
But he does it so well.
Yeah.
When he says Grant Morrison, he's talking about the Seven Soldiers series, of course.
Yeah,
I defy you to say that 7 times fast.
He does it well, and Villains United does it poor.
I don't know if they do it poorly. It's just kind of
it's awful.
Corny.
It's awful. The art is terrible.
Let's be
the
nice.
The writing is
bit.
Awful.
The writing's not awful, just name's Weather Wizard, and I'm glad you could make it. That's
yeah,
close,
it's great. You made me see the errors in my way.
Have you met my friends? Oh no, we got a split page with who is this? The Cheetah Captain Nazi Bulge Man. An evil cat man. Oh no, he must be Pit Bull Man or Rottweiler Man. I don't know. And then a guy sitting Indian style for no reason. And just a bunch of idiots, basically.
Yeah. The villains united. They seem to be just...
divided.
They just seem to be a bunch of ridiculous losers in costumes.
They are. But Catman does prefer to take his enemy head on. And that's got to be ignored.
Do you like that little touching moment that he and Deadshot had? I thought they were going to make out. And he made him an omelet. I don't understand.
Remember when you pointed out to me that enormous, huge bulging arm that he has?
Deadshot.
Yeah.
It's as big as his torso.
Hey, but I think this is a really stupid line. It's really... The art's pretty cool whenever they're, like, gonna torture Catman at the end to get some info out of him or whatever. But then here, first of all, the doctor has star glasses on. That's dumb. But then he says, good, good, pupils are good. It's important that we establish trust, Mr. Blake. Don't you agree? You may call me by what the papers call me. The crime doctor. That's a brilliant name.
I know, who thought that up?
They got,
was it Shakespeare?
No, they had a crew of monkeys working 12-hour shifts to figure that name out. Nah, but one more thing about
then they go right for Marvel.
Metal Gear Solid, though, that's got to be one of the best books to come out in a long time, and especially because of Ashley Wood.
Yeah.
One more plug for Ashley Wood. Check out Lore. Check out Automatic Kafka. That was a great book, and that was Ashley Wood. But I think she's gotten more money for more time and more, you know, I don't know. What equipment do artists have?
Drugs.
Yeah, drugs. For this one, because this art is perfect. There's something so weird about how she can take a face and make a woman look so sexually attractive.
When she barely gives them any features at all.
I know.
And yet they still make an incredibly attractive, incredibly real face.
But there's something so, like, seductive about it. Anyway... That's all I have to say for Name Discussion 18. You?
I think we're done here.
Don't tell Rianel he forgot his name. By the way, he should be having a big fat review of Batman Begins. Great movie.
I don't think he'll care too much because the only other reader, Nathan, already knew his name.
All right. Peace.